Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The Bittersweet Blessing of Pain. I took the little scroll and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Revelation 10:10. What surgeon hasn't consoled a patient with the thought that the pain of the scalpel will promote healing and health? It's good news and bad news, both at the same time, much like the bittersweet news of the cross. So often, it's the same in our lives. We achieve maturity through the bitterness of suffering. Susanna Spurgeon, who suffered for over 25 years, understood the reward suffering brings. Walk with Susanna Spurgeon, wife of Charles Spurgeon. At the close of a gloomy day, I lay resting on my couch. Though all was bright within my cozy room, some of the external darkness seemed to have entered my soul and obscured its spiritual vision. In sorrow, I asked, "Why does my Lord so often send sharp and bitter pain to visit me?" Suddenly, I heard a sweet, soft sound, a clear, musical note. It came from the oak log crackling on the fire. The fire was letting loose the imprisoned music from the old oak's inmost heart. "Ah," I thought, "when the fire of affliction draws songs of praise from us, then indeed we are purified and our God is glorified." Perhaps some of us are like this old oak log, cold, hard, insensible. We should give forth no melodious sounds were it not for the fire which kindles around us and releases notes of trust in Him and cheerful compliance with His will. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 10.
Revelation 10. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voice of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, "There will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants the prophets." Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more, "Go take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings."
This might hurt a little bit. Those words bring scant comfort at the pediatrician's office. Only as the child matures will he realize that pain can sometimes lead to better health. So too, God's children must learn that the Lord disciplines those he loves. Hebrews 12:6. Why? That we may share in his holiness, a harvest of righteousness and peace. Hebrews 12:10-11. Bittersweet blessings. You may not enjoy them at first bite, but you'll love the aftertaste.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.